It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Not today, Satan. Not today. If you haven't heard of backmasking before, let me be the first to tell you that it's probably one of the weirdest things I've ever come across in my many years of investigating paranormal and just getting random questions from people because they know I'm an enthusiast. The whole backmasking idea is that you have a music track, and when you play it backwards, there's hidden messages within it. There are many, many popular examples of it all throughout history, but one of the most popular examples is definitely Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. So let's go ahead and have a listen to a certain section of the Zeppelin's famous song, and we'll reverse the message afterwards. So have a listen to the first lyric first. This is actually completely unaltered. This is from the original studio cut, so just have a little listen, and we'll try the backmasking thing after. Just take a listen. So pretty straightforward, nothing to it, but someone got the idea. What happens if we reverse this? And what came out was probably one of the weirdest, most satanic sounding things I've ever really heard. So I want you to have a little listen now to this. You know, it's pretty usual what you just heard there, but the reverse version of the backmasking is crazy. So, what lyrics that just said, it said, so here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is Satan. He'll give you 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan. So just listen to that again, see if you can pick up on those key words. I know sometimes it could be a little tough. And this is probably one of the most popular examples of this. And, like, Led Zeppelin themselves were questioned about this when this came out a couple years after the release of the record. And they all said it's just a coincidence. But, man, oh, man, come on. We're hearing Satan said three times in one lyric. We're seeing 666. We're seeing make me sad, suffer sad. I mean, here's to my sweet Satan. It's like almost like an ode to the devil. So, you know, obviously, this has existed in different songs. It's in other songs as well, but this is probably the most popular version of it. You know, one thing that always blows my mind about little tidbits like this is that sometimes really creepy, weird stuff is just really a part of our world, and we don't even realize it. I really do not believe that Led Zeppelin had any idea what this stuff was, but it's undeniable. And the one of the things that really gets me is that the original lyrics to this section makes no sense whatsoever for the rest of the song. If there's a bustle in your hedge grow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. The second part of that lyric makes great sense. I get that. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. That's a very classic cliche thing to say, whatever. But if there's a bustle in your hedge grow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Like, what? God, that doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that now. I definitely would not understand it when the song came out. Not like you had Google back then either to look this all up. Do we even know what a hedgerow is? I'm going to look that up right now. I'm going to Google it. A hedge of wild shrubs and trees typically bordering a road or field. So a hedgerow. Okay. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Eh? So if there's a rustle in the bushes, don't worry about it. Like, what? This is stupid. It makes no sense for the rest of the song, which is about a lady who thinks she can buy happiness but can't. So, like, I know that this is purposely put in here. What do you guys think? Do you think backmasking is just another way for our brains to fill in the gobbledygook of life? Or do you think there's more to it, something sinister just lying beneath the surface? Is it Illuminati? Is it some shadow government thing? Or, you know, was Led Zeppelin just really lucky and accidentally kind of said Satan three times backwards within five sentences? Very possible. Guys, I hope you're backmasking through all of my audio stuff this month and enjoying all the episodes of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Super special 31 days of Halloween. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm gonna make you sad.